We hear again from Psalm 147. The Lord determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is the Lord and abundant in power. His discernment is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. In the name of Jesus. The Lord lifts up the humble. So what does it mean to be humble before the Lord? Maybe words like wimpy or snivelly come to mind, but we can think back and King David was no wimp, yet blessed by the Lord. Peter, when he's cutting off the soldier's ear with that sword, is hardly a weakling. Paul, when he's standing at the Areopagus in Athens, explaining why the Greek gods are false, he stood more like a man's man, hardly a picture of humility. Yet Peter and Paul are blessed by the Lord. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Yet the Lord did cast Paul to the ground, literally, when Paul was on the way to Damascus to persecute Christian families. And the Lord was pretty hard on Peter when he said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," because Peter had said Jesus shouldn't go to the cross. And David was torn down pretty good when the Lord had Nathan the prophet tell him he was guilty of murder and adultery. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts down the wicked. David, Peter, Paul, you, me, wicked or humble? So first, we better look at the Lord. He's the one running this. He has the power. Nothing is hidden from him. Psalm 147:4. The Lord determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is the Lord and abundant in power. His discernment is beyond measurement. So what will it look like when this holy God, creator of all, comes into creation and sees the arrogance, the sin, the death? What will it look like when holy God approaches a sinner? It looks like Jesus walking around Galilee. Mark 1:31. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her, and Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. With all the big things going on in the world at that time, the problems of a corrupt Roman Empire, the incompetent governor sitting in Jerusalem, the wars, the slavery, the excessive taxation, the breakdown of marriage, which was actually promoted by the king, the lack of care for families, with all of it, the Lord shows up in the flesh, and he will be found not in Rome straightening things out, but in little nondescript fishing town of Capernaum. Invited into a fisherman's home where Peter's mother-in-law lay sick with a terrible fever, he came for her. In her boring little life, her existence barely known to the world, her smallness, he came for her. He walked to her sick bed to bring life. Caesar remained in power in Rome. Herod still sat on his corrupt throne in Jerusalem. The excessive taxes were still collected. The slaves remained in chains. The king continued to disparage the Lord's gift of marriage. Nothing much in the world seemed to change, but Jesus came into her little life. He comes into ours too. Peter's mother-in-law would still continue living in the sinful world, and she would still live in her own sinful flesh, subject to the temptation of the demons, as those demons knew how to most deeply afflict her. But in this life of flesh, she had been approached by Jesus. He took her by the hand and lifted her up. He cleansed her. He gave health and life. She was his servant. Her life belonged to him. She would now live her life of faith, even as at the same time she lived in her life of sinful flesh. He comes into our lives too. He speaks his word to cleanse us. He has his gifts distributed to us. In his word, he creates us anew in our life of faith. He claims us as his own. We still live in our life of flesh. Our own Caesar may have some of the same problems as Peter's mother-in-law's Caesar, with corruption, out-of-control government interference in families, and expansive laws. Our own government may have some of the same problems as Peter's mother-in-law saw with King Herod's disparagement of the Lord's gift of natural marriage. But our Lord comes to us to speak a word. That word is him cleansing us. The big problems around us, the problems of corrupt governments around the world, of a decaying society around us, they remain. But we are cleansed. We are made new. He comes into our own little nondescript Capernaums to bring life. He brings life because when he did ride into the capital city of Jerusalem, it wasn't to overturn a corrupt, overly expansive government, but it was to die. Psalm 147, 6. The Lord lifts up the humble. Do we want to know what it means to be humble? It is to be holy God, the Lord who determines the number of the stars, the Lord who is great and abundant in power, and then to come in the flesh in order to humble yourself and take all the sin and arrogance of this world upon your back and set yourself for the cross, where you would then die for the sins of those who are trying to justify themselves. To be humble, it is Jesus on the cross, dying for the sins of a world he created, but which has now rejected him. Now he lifts up the humble. What does it mean to be humble before the Lord? It means to know that, like David, you still live in your life of sinful flesh, but the Lord gives you repentance. It is to know that, like Peter, in your sinful flesh, you would reject the cross of Christ, preferring instead to justify yourself, but the Lord gives you repentance. To be humble is to know that, as the psalm says, the Lord cast the wicked to the ground, and to know that we are the wicked ones as we try to use the law to justify ourselves, and yet this Lord has thrown us down with his law in order that he may pick us up and cleanse us with his gospel. We hear his law, we hear the accusation, and we are made humble. The Lord lifts up the humble. The Lord lifts up you and me and our families. We still, as Peter's mother-in-law, we still live in our world of sin and in our own sinful flesh. It will not be otherwise until we're done with our life of flesh. But the Lord comes to us in a gentle word spoken to us by the crucified Christ, a word he has proclaimed in his church. The Lord comes to us to forgive and restore. The Lord lifts up the humble. In the name of Jesus, amen.